Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. This is Reverend Stan. Today is Thursday, January the 30th, 2014. And we're going to be talking about the mind is the battleground. A lot of people don't understand this. They think the world and all this is. But really, it's your mind is the battleground. We've got to control the mind. We've got to know what is our thoughts, what is not our thoughts, what is God trying to do with us, and what God is battling for in our minds. A lot of people, you know, that they've got everything all mixed up. They have no idea what's going on, and they go with crazy thoughts that pops in their mind, and that's what really destroys their lives is the crazy thoughts that they act upon. See, a lot of these thoughts that we have, we don't have to act upon. We've just got to let it go, you know. And after a while, we refuse it, they'll disappear because the enemy knows he can't use that one anymore. So, you know, that's one of the main things. But today I want to start a show out with the Lord's Prayer. And if anybody would want to pray along with me, they can. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen, everybody. God bless you all. I hope you all had a good week. I hope you all had a good work week and things are going good for you. And hoping God is blessing you tremendously. If not, I know the Lord is planning to, and the light's coming at the end of the tunnel, and it's coming now. In Jesus' name, it's coming now. It's not coming tomorrow. It's not coming next week. It ain't coming next year. It's coming now in Jesus' name, because in everything, with the power of Jesus, the power of the Father, it happens. It ain't no yesterday, maybe next week. It's now. It's going on now. There's a spiritual transformation going on in your life now. There's a healing going on in your life now. It might take a while for it to break through, but it's coming through now. It's not coming through tomorrow. It ain't coming through next week. It's coming through now in Jesus' name. And I know this to be true because I saw it in my own life. But anyway, I'm going to get off of that because I can be here all day talking about that. But I've got some verses in the Bible I want to read that the Lord's put in my mind to read. And the verse says, I'm going to go to Isaiah 1:3. Cattle knows who owns them. Donkeys know where their master feeds them, but that is more than my people of Israel know. They don't understand at all. You are doomed, you sinful nation, you corrupt, evil people. Your sins drag you down. Now, your sins drag you down. What does that represent? It represents the things of the mind. Your mind drags you down. You have rejected the Lord, the Holy God of Israel, and have turned your backs on Him. So this is back in the Older Testament before Christ came, but we can use that as today, that we reject Christ, reject, you know, the divine spirit, that the Holy Spirit that Christ put in us when we accepted Him. We reject it because we're so used to the evil one. Okay? Drag you down. You have rejected the Lord and His holy God of Israel. You have turned your backs on Him. Why do you keep rebelling? Do you want to be punished even more, Israel? Your head is already covered with wounds, and your heart and mind are sick from head to foot. There is not a healthy spot on your body. You are covered with bruises, sores, and open wounds. Your wounds have not been cleaned or bandaged. No medicine has been put on them. Your country has been defeated. Your cities have been burnt to the ground. While you look on, foreigners take over your land. That's saying people from overseas takes over your land and brings everything to ruin. Jerusalem alone is left, a city under siege, defenseless, as you watch men hunt in the vineyards or shed in chumber fields. If the Lord Almighty had not let some of the people survive, Jerusalem would have been totally destroyed, just as Sodom and Gomorrah were. So what this is saying, I think this really gets down to today, to how the United States is and how things are going. You know, we have wounds all over our country right now. We've got, you know, people sick. We've got sicknesses through the roof in our country. People is obese. People has got flus, falling over dead with viruses and all that stuff. And we just sit back and watch it. Oh, well, we've got, you know, that's just them. Let's not worry about it. You know, then we got, you know, all this sinful stuff going on in our country that we allow now. We let it, we overlook it. We put a blind eye on it. We allow some sinful acts to be completely open in our country, and we don't care. We don't care anymore. But our country is falling down. Our country was built on God, built on His rules, built on faith. And our faith is falling because we refuse to look at, you know, God. We refuse to live clean, clean lives. We refuse to live clean lives. We've got to go out here and watch pornography. We've got to go to the bars and sleep with everybody and our brother. We've got to, you know, do all these sinful things. And God warned people about these things. That we do live in grace. We do. But God is really living inside you. Would you do that? That's the question. If God is really living inside of you, are you blocking Him so much that you're doing stuff like that? And I don't want you to turn into like a Catholic nun or like all this. You know, I did such a bad thing, I'm going to beat myself. You know, not that at all. And there's some situations, you know, that things have happened and, you know, you couldn't help it. You know, there's things happening and God loves you and forgives you. But if you're constantly doing this stuff, it's a sinful habit, and you need to stop it because it's destroying you. Before you know it, the devil has made his way into you, and you're going to start seeing things happen in your life. And I don't want to see that happen, and, you know, nobody else wants to see that happen. And one way how he seeps into your life, like our title on our show today is, the mind is a battleground. He starts with your mind. See, if you're saved, God, you know, Satan cannot enter you. He can only mess with your mind, like while you sleep, thoughts you think. And, you know, if you're sitting there thinking of pornography, or you're thinking about hurting somebody, or how bad you dislike them, and you never thought of that before, that's not your thoughts, dude. It's not your thoughts at all. It's the enemy. You've got a demonic entity sitting over in the corner shooting these things to you. And you're like, how can he shoot these things to me? Where there's a lot of Eastern cultures could teach you how to put thoughts in people's minds to help them, not to destroy their minds, but the enemy uses it to destroy your mind, not to help. There's so many ways that can be done, because we're all electricity, and anything that has electricity can interfere with something else that's electricity. So it's very easy. We're all energy. We got energy sorting all the time, and the only thing we are is basically a chemical computer is what we are. We are a chemical computer is controlled by energy source, which is our soul. Okay? You've got to have, I'll say, a microchip. There's a microchip in us that controls us. We had no microchip, we could not run. If a computer has no microchip, it cannot run. You've got to have a microchip. Any computer guy knows that, and that's your soul. And to a computer, it's a little piece of plastic that we put things on. Okay? If your soul from God and the Holy Spirit has came in to teach it about its original act, the way it originally supposed to be, because it's so confused from our brain, getting brainwashed by all this trash we watch and all the stuff that we see on TV, the Holy Spirit has to retrain that soul. Well, the soul knows things, but it's being manipulated so long that it has problems. So the Holy Spirit comes in and helps retrain it and gets it strong. And when the soul gets strong enough and the Spirit of God inside of it gets strong the way it should be, and then the Holy Spirit sits back and, you know, takes the training wheels off and let it go. It's always there. He's always there. But he lets it, you know, he pampers it. He helps it. And that's what. And then when he pampers it and he helps it, that's when the soul grows very strong. The will is very strong. That's when you see miracles happen. You see God tremendously working miracles around you. That's when you see things going right, things going strong. But, you know, you're always getting tampered with. The enemy comes in and tampers with your mind. Well, John there, he did something very bad. You know, he's not a good person. you got to dislike him. He just, you know, just stay away from that guy. He sucks, you know. You don't want to be with him. That's why he's what the enemy starts putting in your mind. And you got to say, well, why does he suck? Why is he such a bad person? Why? Let me think back to the beginning of the Bible. Who put sin and defeat and all that stuff in human beings? God didn't. The enemy did. So you did it, enemy. So you're the problem that's causing his problem. So why are you confusing me, in my mind, with the problem that you caused? It's kind of funny. He tries to get you mad over something that he caused in that guy or in that person. He's causing that guy to act like that because you've got to understand you're a pure being. You was designed pure. You was designed in a divine form to be perfect. The imperfect part comes from the enemy, comes from Satan here on earth. So he's the only one that's making you imperfect. So if he didn't exist, you'd be perfect. You would love the guy, right? You love the guy. You love everything about him. He'd be your best bud, and you would be hanging out and going out fishing together and all that stuff. But because of the enemy, he manipulates people's minds and tells lies and gets you to dislike people. And that's the problem. You got to know what is your thought and what is not your thought. Make your thoughts be perfection. Be love and perfection. And if anything goes over that line of love and perfection, it's not yours. Now, if you're following these fairy tales of all these problems and you're liking it, more will come. More problems will come your way for you to think about. And I actually tested this yesterday. There's some things at work I don't really agree with, and you know, I just had some issues, you know, and the enemy was messing with my mind. And he's like, oh, you don't like that person and this and that. And I started, I've been trained this about doing things like this. And I looked at it and I thought, well, that ain't me thinking that. That's you, evil one. Why are you sticking this in my mind? So I rebuke you and I command you to get out of my mind. I said, you're a liar, you're a thief, and you caused that person to be like that. So why are you accusing that person and you caused it? So the accuser in your mind is the one that caused him to act like it. See, that's the problem. We don't look at who causing this thing. We look at the person because we think we're not smart enough to know. I mean, when you know your Bible, when you know who God really is, you know that he didn't do that. This person that God created didn't do this. He was manipulated into that area of life where he is, where he hates people. He hates people because the enemy has pushed him and pushed him and pushed him, and he is so lost from God that he knows no better, and he's doing these things. And the enemy has did this to him. The guy didn't do this. The guy is a walking chemical computer that doesn't know where he's going. The soul is like, it's just like if you had a car and a car went autopilot on you and you couldn't control it, decided to do its own thing. So your body's actually going autopilot and your soul can't grab the steering wheel to guide it because the enemy has manipulated your brain so much that it's doing all these crazy things and it's just not, you know, it's just not acting right. And don't take it the wrong way that, you know, that you don't own your own body. You do. But when your thoughts run your body, tells your body, all these bad thoughts controls your body, you've got problems. You've got problems. You've got the enemy controlling you. Well, if I make him mad about this person, he'll leave him alone and I can have my way with him. Or if I get him mad at this person and turn him against that person, he'll leave him alone and then I have my way with him. And then I'll have fun with him for a little bit longer until, you know, I might get him to drive off a bridge somewhere or something because he'll be so mad at himself, hate his family, and, you know, so on. And then I'll be done with him. Then I'll go over to somebody else. That's what the enemy's thinking. So you got to know how he controls your mind. And once you take control of him, you'll see your mind get clear. Your mind will be so clear. You won't be thinking evil thoughts about people. You'll be loving people. You'll love your mom. You'll love your daddy. You'll love all these people that you really hated, that that you've hated all along, that you really thought that you hated. And then the cord is broke. And don't get me wrong, you still may be bothered from time to time by the enemy messing with you, but he will not control you. He will not control you anymore. That's the thing. And your brain was controlled to be a servant, to serve the soul, to control the body, to move the arms, to move the legs, to help you think. It's your memory banks. It's what it's made for. It's not made to control you. And see what the enemy does, he puts little different things in your head, like when you watch TV of some pornography on it, it goes in your mind. When you listen to somebody killing somebody, that little bit goes in your mind. When you listen to somebody, you know, somebody's kid getting told off or somebody being mean, that goes in your mind. And all your brain puts all that together, and that's some of your controls right there. And all these things that's gathered up in your mind starts controlling you. Then it gives the enemy some tools or some fuel he can use on you. Remember that time when that lady just said this? Now, she don't really like you, you know. You need to say something, you know. It's fuel. It's fuel for the fire. It's the only thing that is. Everything you use controls you. It's like when you see, if you're a guy and you see a pretty woman, you see a pornography on TV, you start thinking about that and you want to get that because you can have relations with this person, which you ain't married. Number two, this lady might be impure and you might get something from her. And number three, and you might go off and you might end up in jail. So, you know, altogether, that's not a good mix. Now, if you do it God's way and become and start a relationship with the person, become a friend of the person, then get into becoming, you know, one with the person, then get married, and then all the right things happen. But a lot of times we ain't taught that. We're taught to chase everything that we see because the TV teaches us that and Hollywood teaches us that. That's one way you can actually destroy the family. If he can get you chasing everything out there and get your mind always wanting something more, what chance does your wife have? What chance does your husband have? He's destroying you and your family. And maybe you have three kids in the background, or four kids, or five kids, maybe one kid. Look at the stuff that kid's got to go through. But the whole time the enemy's controlling your mind of what's better. We got better than this lady, or you know, there's something better than your husband. It's, you know, and most of the time it never is. It's always, if that person is messing around with you, he will mess around with another person. And you're just stuck in another trap. The enemy's put you in by controlling your mind. So you got to clear that mind. That's what the Bible's there for, is to help you clear your mind. The Holy Spirit is there to help clear your mind for you, to keep you under control, to help you to keep check. So you got to know love. You got to know God to know the truth. If you don't know God, you don't know the truth. And a lot of times, it's a personal relationship. You've got to have a personal relationship with God to know Him. You got to accept Christ, because Christ is the key. He holds the Holy Spirit to give you, where you can start building this relationship. Because if you don't ask Christ into your life, you're going to run to every person that says he's got something good to say, and then you're going to fall into another trap, and you got to find another person that has something good to say. And before you know it, you're in another trap. So accept Christ. Get that Holy Spirit in you. And please, edit your thoughts. Edit your thoughts. If the thought don't sound right, don't accept it. And don't get me wrong. Bad thoughts will come to your mind. But you don't got to accept all those thoughts. You don't got to accept them as truth. Because 80% of the time, they're lies. And if there is some truth to the bad thoughts about the person, where do you think that person with all them bad things they're doing, where it came from? It came from the enemy that created him to be like that. Maybe his bad childhood and all the other things created him to be the way he is. He needs love, man. He don't need more hate. He needs love. He needs somebody to help him. or get some, ask to, and pray for him, ask for the Lord to bless him and love him. Pour love to him. Pour more love than you can expect to him. Say, I love this guy. He's got, he has problems. I understand him. Lord, help him. Lord, help. Pray for him constantly. You'll start seeing God's spirit start penetrating all those hate, all that hate, and penetrating all the demonic entities that's controlling him and knock them out. And you'll start seeing him change. He starts turning into a more gentle and peaceful person. But it takes somebody that sees the truth to do that. If you keep on seeing the stuff that's not truth, you'll keep on making him worse and feeding the demons that's in him. You want them out. You want to love the person. You can't fight fire with fire. You got to use water on the fire. I say, you know, when people's casting out demons, they use Jesus' name because he's light. See, you got to have light to get this out. He was a walking example of love. So you've got to use that to get this out. So when you pray for this person, you love the person that you that has situations. Don't add more hate to him. Add more love to him because that's what he needs. That's all I'm going to say about that today. And I'm really, really glad that people listen to this because this is something that the Lord really put hardcore on my heart to talk to y'all about. And that's one of the biggest things that's controlling people today is their minds. This crap from everyday life they put in their mind, you know, like TV, movies, their people's negative ways, these reality shows. These reality shows is not reality. It's more like a program that's set up. It's not reality. And they're putting more things in your mind to hate people, and they even train you to hate people on TV. Well, if you just like this guy, you know, it'll build up the ratings. Or if you really hate this singer, you know, it'll build up her ratings and she'll make more money because more people that dislike this person, the more they'll buy their albums. In the long run, they end up losing their career. But for the first 2 days, they make a little money. So, you know, do you want to have a loving career where you make money all your life and have a happy family all your life, or do you want to have something stupid, do something stupid, and lose and have maybe a week of fame and then lose everything? So, you know, darkness never really pays off. The enemy always has destruction planned for you already, but when you choose him, because he really don't like you anyway. You're like in better shape than he is, and he despises you, and he wants to get rid of you. That's his whole plan when he was born, is to get you off this planet as fast as he can. God wants to see you grow and multiply. He wants to see you live a glorious life. He wants everything for you. The enemy kind of don't. He just fools you, to manipulate you into believing what he wants you to believe, and then he gets rid of you. That's just what he does. He can't stand you. People don't understand that. Well, they were such a cool love. They're mean bad boys. And then you end up dead in the grave somewhere. Because that's what he has plans for. He does not like you. He never did like you. He never will like you because you came from the body of God. And he can never go back. See, you can. You know, like I said, the gates of hell is locked from the inside out. The only way the devil can keep you in hell is for you to keep on believing that being a bad boy and being all this, doing all this bad stuff is the way to go, and you reject God, and then Satan can take you and torment you for eternity if he wants to, because you choose that. But if you choose Christ, you can have everlasting life, love, family, all the good things, you know. But there's some people out there that don't get it yet, and they suffer quite a bit. And, you know, a lot of us ministers and people out here have talked to them for ages, and they still ain't learned anything. But a lot of them's got to learn the hard way, and I hate to see that, but some people is like that. And we still all have hope for them, and we wish them the best. We pray for them, and you know, a lot of them do get saved. A lot of them do come to the light and get help. But, you know, it's just like that. You've got to be willing to accept help. You got to be willing to go through your mind and see what is you and what is not you. You are like, he is not. Okay, that's easy. That's how you can compare or know between what is what. You are light, he is not. Anything's negative is not of you. Destroy it, delete it, get rid of it. Then you start seeing more light come in. But that's all I'm going to say about that now. I just kept on going. But I want to thank everybody for listening to me today. And I'm going to play a little song right quick for y'all. I like to play a little song during my show. Let's see if I can find a good one right quick, because I only got, let's see if I have any minutes. I got 14 minutes, so I'll play, let's see here, what do we have here today to play for the people? Let's see, hold on, we're going to hold on today, here we go, be right back.
Too much is too little.
Oh, yeah, before we go into the song, I was wanting to say to call in guests. I mean, anybody can call in anytime they want to with healing prayer. I will be more than happy to pray for them. It's 347-996-3615. 347-996-3615. Call in anytime during the show. And when I see you call in, I will do a healing prayer for you. I will make a time for your healing prayer. I'll be more than happy to have a healing prayer with you. A lot of prayers I do, that most of the times things will happen right then and there, or it may happen later that night, but it always happens within that day. If there's a something going on with inside you, it will break loose that. It will work inside out, and you'll see transformations. But most of the time, it is a right then and there thing, and I try to push the power of God on you to see things happen. But I'm going to go back to the song. Y'all can call in now, and I'll be accepting calls for healing prayers, and I'll be right back.
Too much is too little. They let him go. They had no sudden healing. To think that providence would take a child from his mother while she prays is appalling. Who told us we'd be rescued? What has changed, and why should we be saved from nightmares? We're asking why this happened to us who have died to live. It's unfair. This is what it means to be held. How it feels when the sacred is torn from the light. And you survive. This is what it is to be loved and to know that the promise was when everything fell. We need help. This hand is bitterness. We want to taste it.
everybody to the Healing Light Show. If everybody would like to receive a healing prayer now, just put your hands up. Put your hands facing up. I'm going to go ahead and do a healing prayer now. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for coming amongst us this day and helping us, revealing your love to us. I'd like everybody to say this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank you for coming in our lives. Father, I know that you are Jesus. I know Jesus is in you and you are Jesus. And I know that you're in me. Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you at this time, reveal yourself to me now. Reveal yourself to me now in Jesus' name. Father, reveal yourself. Reveal your peace within me. Put your spirit over me now. Right now, Father, reveal yourself to me. Just sit a little bit. Wait. Holy Spirit, reveal your true self to them. Reveal it. Reveal it now. Holy Spirit, reveal it. Father, reveal it. Reveal it. Reveal it. It's coming. It's coming, folks. He's coming. Thank you, Father, for revealing yourself to us. Holy Spirit, thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, everyone, I want you to think of what you just felt, what God has actually revealed to you right now. I want you to think about that today. I want you to think about how God works in everybody and how he works in you. And he just revealed something important to you. I don't know what it is. It's specific to each and every one of you. But I want you to think about that, what he just revealed to you, because he loves you more than life. He loves you more than you know he loves you. Jesus died for you. He loves you. He loves you more than your daddy and your mama loves you. He loves you more than anybody. He loves you more than your family and your kids and all. He loves you more than all those folks. He loves you more than everything. He created you. You came from his body. You came from God's body. They say before the earth was created, for a lot of prophets talk about this. Before you was created, your soul was within God's body. You was part of him. You was within God's body. You came from him. He breathed you into life. Your breath is what is you. His breath is you. He created you. You're part of his body. He loves you like he loves his own arm. He loves you like he loves his own feet. He loves you because you're his body. When you don't accept Christ, it's like you're cutting his arm off, you're cutting his toes off. You need to accept him, let him into your life. I'm going to give you a point in time right now to accept him. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for dying on the cross. I thank you for being rose again from the dead for me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive any known sins or any unknown sins that I did. Ask you to remove that from me now with your blood that you poured for me, pour it within me. And Lord, I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill my belly with rivers of living water, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, fill me now. Holy Spirit, fill them. Hold your hands out. Say, Holy Spirit, fill them. Fill them up, 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 fill them up. Fill them up, 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 fill them up. Spirit, fill them up. In Jesus' name, amen. You said that little prayer with me. I know you felt something, because I sure did when I prayed it. So you can't say you didn't feel anything because I felt it too. So, Holy Spirit went in you and he's doing some work in you. So it's kind of amazing. And a lot of these prayers that I do with people here on the radio, it ain't something that I've not tested on people. I've tested on clean people. I saw tremendous, transformations when I do these prayers. So I know they work. that ain't no, you know, like some people pray and they don't really know whether it's going to really happen. I mean, I've had a lot of experience with these prayers and things, and they work, and God works. So you're talking about guys who've been working the power of God for about 2 or 3 years, and he's, you know, God has been working in him for, been working in me for a very long time, and I've saw a lot of miracles. So I know that he's really alive and he's really working. It's just me trying to open the eyes of my audience and trying to get y'all to believe that he really works and he's really, really going, you know, doing things good, because he is. It's just y'all just don't want to see it, or y'all just don't see it. And that's my job, to let y'all see what he's doing, where miracles can transform your life and transform your family, and God can open your eyes and get you into that Bible to read more and get you tied into God more. That's my job for you guys. And I love every one of you, because God loves you. You are my family. We are his family. He is a part of us. I'm a part of you. I'm a part of him. I'm part of everything. God is everything. I realize that. I know that. And I'm just trying to help this show let you see that. Because when the Holy Spirit enters into you, he pulls them blinds off and he starts, you know, revealing things to you, what you are, what you're going to be. But this is all I have for the show today, and I want to thank every one of y'all for coming and listening to the show. I ask you to come back Saturday, and I'll see y'all in. God bless every one of you. I'll see y'all Saturday morning.
My feet have left the ledge, and in the rush,